الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. I came from, I'm originally from Burma, like one of your imam, mashallah. My respected Maulana, that Maulana Usman, is from Burma. I've been living a few years in UK and London. Alhamdulillah, because of the Maulana and committee member there, Baraka, last year as well, alhamdulillah, I visit to this mosque, alhamdulillah, as examiner for Hifz class, mashallah. Second time again, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me this opportunity and tawfiq, subhanallah, to visit again to this community, this masjid, subhanallah. And inshallah, the reason I visit is, inshallah, tomorrow will be great day for this community, subhanallah, the Hifz graduation will take place, inshallah ta'ala. It will be the best day of, alhamdulillah, this community. That's why we all have to attend as well, alhamdulillah, because I visit second time. That the main reason is thousand mile away I came here, subhanallah, because we are brothers. We love each other. We have to show the love, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّوا لَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّوا. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will not be complete mu'min until you love each other. You love each other. Alhamdulillah, we have, subhanallah, we shouldn't have time to hate, because subhanallah, this love will benefit for us in this dunya as well. This dunya as well, inshallah, in akhirah. And Day of Judgment will be the special place, special member for those who love each other for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm here for sake of Allah, for love of, mashallah, Muslimin. You are here, love and subhanallah. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you love somebody, when we think about, we just think about something, you know, like one of the person is, he's hungry, and someone said, what is 2 and 2? He said that 2 burger and 2 pizza, because he's hungry, isn't it? He's hungry. What is 2 and 2? He said 2 burger and 2 pizza. That means 2 burger, 2 pizza, 4 altogether. Because he's thinking about food, that's why he said 2 and 2. He said 4 pizza, 4 burger. Same thing. If we think about love, subhanallah, we go to the dirty side. Subhanallah, astaghfirullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you love sincerity to Muslim brother, You have to show, you have to even tell, أنا أحبك. أنا أحبك. I love you for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is one of hadith said, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is hadith al-Qudsi, said, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي. My love is wajib upon those لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيَّ, who love each other for me, for sake of me. Subhanallah. In day of judgment will be seven the special people who will be the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them will be Rajulani Tahabba Fillah. Subhanallah. We have to show love. We have no time. We have short period Allah given to us. One of the great scholar in India, Sheikh al-Hind Mahmudul Hassan Sahib Diobandi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He spent many years to teach hadith. Lot of his students, they wrote this like great book, which has been published in Beirut and Al-Madinah and Makkah and everywhere in Arab world even. He just spent lot of years for teaching hadith, Quran, tafsir. Before he passed away, he just gathered all the ulama together. And he said, the long life I've been struggling. And he was freedom fighter of India as well, and he stayed in Malta for a long time in jail as well. And as well, he tried to make a lot of effort for Haramain Sharifain to save as well. And finally, he got arrested, and his whole of his life is sacrificed for Ummah. And he said, before he passed away, he said, the whole of my life I study why Muslims are suffering everywhere. Why Muslims suffering? I got only two lessons from this. Because of two reasons Muslim has been, you know, suffering. One of the reasons is leaving the Quran. Leaving Quran away. Allahu Akbar. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwaman wa yad'u bihi akharin." Because of this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised high rank the people to Quran. Because of this Quran, because of leaving out Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw the people away. The first, because they left the Quran. They ignore teaching of Quran. They ignore the teaching of Quran, tafsir of Quran. They're not learning and they're not studying. They're not showing the teaching of Quran to others. Subhanallah. Small thing. Teaching of Islam, which if we show, one of gentlemen, a student from Pakistan, when he went home, and he just to give interview to the one of Arab, what you call, magazine about his life story in America. He spent for studying in America, said the one, happened, I'm working in one company, one general store. Because I'm Muslim, I study Islam, I know that is suffering. If suffering, we have to do sabr. If we receive something, we have to do shukr. That's why I'm always happy. I never fool myself. I'm always happy. This my boss always watching me. Said, why he's always happy? Why he always happy? I have holiday home, I have, you know, my own holiday, aeroplane, everything. I'm suffering, I always sad. I'm always, main har waqt pareshani mein hoon aur tum kaise khush? Why? You are always happy. Then one day he just can't patient and he called him to his private room. He said, what is the reason of happiness you have? Tell me. He said, Alhamdulillah, I'm Muslim. Just by smiling, we have even nothing to smile. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do sadaqah. If you can do sadaqah, just smile to somebody. The smiling as well, forgive all of your sin. We have nothing to give others. We just looking for something to take the people as well. Nothing to give others. He was He said, what is the reason you always happy? He said, I am Muslim. The Islam told us anything happened from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I receive a ni'mah, in one hadith this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you receive one ni'mah, you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah increase ni'mah. Second time, Alhamdulillah, Allah increase more. Third time, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of his sin. Because of one ni'mah, he say, Alhamdulillah, three times from his heart, subhanallah, forgive all of his sin. He said, because all the time ni'mah is receiving to me. If any suffering come, I said, one of the great lady is called the saint lady in the past time is Rabi'a Basriya Rahmatullahi Alayhi. When she was walking and she just struggled and just little bit blood come out from her foot, and she starts smiling and people said, it's a time to cry. Why is mine? Said that because the hadith I remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any suffering come to the ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want to forgive his sin, or Allah want to raise his rank in Jannah. That's why the suffering is come. That's why this gentleman explained, because Alhamdulillah, I went to one of the masjid in London and the UK, and one of the lady, teenager girl, she came and became Muslim, 18 years old. She said, I'm always asked why you became Muslim, what is the reason you convert? And she said, this is amazing. My life was suffering, Now it's in teenager, amount of teenager is a lot of the, suicide. Suicide is become famous now, isn't it? I'm just recited to suicide myself, Allahu Akbar, Allah said. Because I'm so much suffering, one of my Muslim friends, she asked me, what happened? She said that this is my life, at home as well. Is it better to kill myself now? That Muslim girl, and she gave the book, which is, you can find it now in Arabic, is La Tahzan, don't be sad. I think in English as well has been translated, isn't it? This book is the famous, this all come from Quran and Hadith. This he wrote it, the famous scholar from Arab world, he wrote it. She gave me that book, and I start reading, and cry, and stop. Said that because of this book, I stop my plan. Now I'm happy, my life is nothing. Now that's why I came to accept Islam, because of this book. It's all come a teaching of Islam, subhanAllah. Now this gentleman said, because of the teaching of Islam, that's why I'm always happy. Said that, okay, then take me to the Imam. I want to be like you, because I have everything. I have everything. Junaid Jamshed, he was, you know, like the famous singer from Pakistan, we all know. He asked to one of the Maulana, I have everything, why am I? I'm not happy. I have a lot of bank balance, everything. I'm not happy. I always, why? The ulama, Alim al-Din explained, because you have your body, Allah gave into you, is eat from the earth. Something comes from the earth. But then your soul comes from the heaven. Then your soul, the food, your soul should be from heaven. But you just eating wrong food for your soul, that's why. Because of this word, he changed, subhanAllah, his life. Now, alhamdulillah, how he changed and how he passed away in the way of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, brothers, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted. This is one of the reasons the Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah said, because of Quran, we left Quran. Second, is it that because of not uniting Muslim just try to hate each other, try to harm each other because of these two reasons. One is the leaving Quran, another not uniting Muslim. Because of this, we are suffering. That's why I have to try to fulfill these two rights, again these two things, again to become normal in Islamic world. He said that I have to spend last few years of my life, I have to do this work. SubhanAllah. Oh brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us the great Quran, great the mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's called a live mu'jiza. The Shaykh Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi wrote it in his book. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has lot of mu'jiza, miracle. Two mu'jiza, he called a live mu'jiza. Still you can feel it. One of the mu'jiza, the Sahabi asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, lot of people came and they do Ramiyajimar. Ramiyajimar, you know that we do stoning to shaitan in Jamarat. Lot of Rami, lot of stone there. Should be lot of, Ambar, should be lot of stone should be there. Why not? Only the little bit why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because whoever had Allah subhanahu except his stone is lifted up. That's why. Nothing is left. This is one we still looking and we still seeing and feeling, the first mu'jiza. Second mu'jiza, SubhanAllah, great Quran we have. Allahu Akbar. I have lot of story and lot of thing have to say. One of the brother, he came to our masjid in London. He was, before he was gangsters, the police came. I asked him the reason of he said to me to record your Quran. I want to record my your azan and just give him everything. I said, just tell me what is the reason you became a Muslim. SubhanAllah. This is the mu'jiza of Quran still, SubhanAllah. Million, lot of people they coming to Islam because of Quran. But as we try to hide something Allah given to us, we try to hide. We're not showing people, we're not showing us ourselves, we were not showing because of our behavior to others. We try to hide ourselves. Someone said, I've been thinking about to become Muslim, but I'm late. 10 years I'm late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save him and Allah give him, guide him. After 10 years, he said, because of I'm seeing Muslim, their behavior, that's why I'm delayed 10 years to become Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. We have to be the way of Hidayah. Now we are struggling. We are obstacle in the way of Hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change our life. And this gentleman, he said that why I became Muslim. SubhanAllah, one of my friends always thinking about me. How to Allah subhanahu give me Hidayah. One day my Muslim friend, he was walking with me to go somewhere. On the way to the masjid, and he told me to, did you visit my masjid before? He just arranged it with the imam before. No, I didn't. Okay, just let's go and visit. We see what is the masjid. Inside, imam is giving tafsir. And he just give ishara, the imam called him. Come here. Then he just give some speech and stories. He said, I don't want to listen any story. Your stories, I don't. I want to see myself. Sometime, Allah loves somebody. If he says something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill whatever he said. Because of winter time here, we see the winter time, you will find any insect, any small fly, even not here, in these countries. Winter time, so much cold, all the doors closed. Said that I want to see myself, is something. You're saying story, is a past time, I don't want except. Then what happened? Is the Quran was open. Suddenly, butterfly came from somewhere and just stopped in the Quran. After the stop to him on his heart here, he just jumped and he said that, just let me say Ashhadu Allah, I want to be Muslim. SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to guide somebody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the butterfly to him. butterfly. That means you put Quran in your heart, you will be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the butterfly stop here in the Quran and stop to his heart. He just jumped and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu. So brothers, Allah subhanahu gave us this Quran. Subhanallah. And this Quran we have to teach our children. As one of the person at the time of Imam Shafi rahmatullah, he just swear by Allah, he made qasam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to give my son whole treasure of this world and treasure of akhirah. He made qasam, wallah. Then after that he becomes sad, parishan. He came to the Imam Shafi rahmatullah and just said that, how can I fulfill my qasam? Imam Shafi rahmatullah said, teach him Quran. Quran is treasure of dunya and treasure of akhirah. Subhanallah. You know, we all know, we all been listening, subhanallah, because of the hafiz. If we make our children hafiz, subhanallah, hamilul Quran, they are in their family, the 10 people will be who been reserved for Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them because of his barakah. He will intercede, he will do shafa'ah for 10 people who already reserved for Jahannam, entitled for Jahannam. He will, subhanallah, as well their parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awna them, subhanallah. Lot of things we have been listening. That's why please, if we have our children, subhanallah, I have 2 children, 3 children, 1 I have to do waqaf for. One of the, this Alim Deen from Pakistan, he just told the true story of the one of the gentlemen. He lived in America, his daddy lived in. When he passed away, he came for janazah. After janazah, this gentleman, he lived in America, he had good life and he had big business settled up, and he just cry. People try to make him come down, he's not. Then Alim Deen went him and hugged him and said, why are you crying so much before janazah salah? You're not crying. Now you're crying, why? He said, look, my daddy gave everything for me, for my dunya. Lot of money he spent for my study in the USA. After that, I settled up everything. Now, because I went lot of janazah, I'm just stay quiet. Now my daddy janazah, I realized Allahu Akbar, I don't know how to pray janazah. My daddy never teach me. I didn't learn even one surah of Quran. Before I was stay quiet because I'm shy. Now my daddy janazah, how I have to stay quiet without saying any word, any dua, because I don't know any dua of janazah. I don't know how to pray janazah, just I copy. That's why I'm crying. Brothers, that's why one of scholar Sheikh Abrar al-Haq rahmatullah alayhi said, we are worrying about what's going to happen our children after we pass away. We're not worrying about what's going to happen our children after they pass away. After they pass away. And day of judgment, daddy will say, Ya Allah, one of the father will say, why my daraja, my rank is so high? I didn't do that much amal. Allah said, because you made your children, you gave them Quran, knowledge of Quran, you make them good behavior, you teach them Quran and tafsir and hadith, and you let them go to the maktab and madrasa. These madrasa are so great and so, this is a gift of Allah subhanahu. Wherever you find madrasa and ulama, you will see your children, our children, our teenagers are safe. Otherwise, I see in UK and USA as well, lot of people, lot of youngsters, they say, my granddad was Muslim, my father was not. Me, not. They just, Allah, generation is finished out because they didn't go to these makatib, these madaris. They are great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we have to value, we have to support. We have to support our ulama day and night there. Inshallah, tomorrow will be the great day. Inshallah, like I'm said before the hadith, in the day of judgment, you can say to the Huffaz, Hafiz al-Quran, you're going to Jannah. and maybe I'm suffering, I can say to Hafiz, "Oh Hafiz, please wait, wait. Do you know the day you have graduated, I came. I came your graduation to honor you. Please intercede me. Please do shafa'ah for me. Inshallah, will be benefit or not?" Subhanallah. That's why, please, tomorrow will be, this is great, the gift and ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this community. That's why everybody should come from Zuhur. Inshallah, the Mawlana as well will explain everything. Shaykh, inshallah. From the Zuhur to until Isha will be the different program will be take place, and after that will be graduation, and the last, the Huffaz Kiram, the young Huffaz, inshallah, they will gonna recite the Quran. Because Allah subhanahu, this is last word I have to say, and say after that I have to finish. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun." Other books before Allah subhanahu didn't promise to safeguard of these books. That's why the people change. About Quran, Allah said, "Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun." I am the one who's gonna protect from change. Nobody can change. Look. English, 500 years ago, maybe the people speak English. If someone speak that English now, you will take straight away to madhouse to him. You know, he's crazy. Because it's changed. The English language is changed. All the language changed because of the time passed. Alhamdulillah, when Allah said, "I saved this Quran," Allah saved the language of Quran as well. Language of Quran is never changed as well. Still remain same. 1400 years ago, still same. Subhanallah, this is the great miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we have to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah saved God? By using these small kid. The greatest mufti of the world, he will come to this masjid and he will say, "Qul a'uzu bi rabbun nas." What the kid will say? You sing wrong. You are great mufti, but you saying wrong. That the kid will correct him. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved God. That's why, please come tomorrow. Inshallah, will be benefit for us as well, for all of us as well. Inshallah, we'll get a lot of barakah by sitting this gathering, because Allah promised a lot of promises. Especially Allah subhanahu want to forgive us by sitting this gathering. Inshallah, will be tomorrow. After as well, we have to decide. I have to teach our children as well this, the knowledge of Quran as gift. As well, I have to study myself as well. In the morning, before I go to job, I do any worldly thing, I have to read Quran. Before I sleep, I have to study Quran. Inshallah. If you do two, inshallah, decide. Inshallah, everybody decide, inshallah. And myself as well, inshallah, I do irada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, ilazim.